Business Means coming out here on set. Good evening to you. Starting with an air traffic controller strike causing, well, major disruptions to everything here in France.
In France and in Europe as a whole, actually, because it's not just French airports that have been impacted, it's also the French airspace. 270 air traffic controllers out of a total of 1,400 are on strike, but the impact is huge. Nearly 1,000 flights have been grounded, and the situation will only worsen on Friday with over 40% of flights cancelled. Luke Schrago has the details.
The heat wave may be over, but at Paris's airports, tempers are still running hot, with a strike by air traffic controllers disrupting the travel plans of thousands. This family should have been on its way to Slovenia.
The little one hasn't stopped crying. We can't push our flight back.
It's really complicated because we're traveling with my own three kids and my sister's two as well. They keep telling us to call a phone number. So imagine what it's like trying to make a phone call when you've got kids jumping all over the seats, bothering people, pushing the trolleys and so on. It's a complete mess.
A quarter of all flights out of all Paris's airports have been cancelled on Thursday, and that rises to 40% on Friday. Airports in southern France are badly affected too, with 30% of flights from Lyon, Marseille and Ajaccio cancelled, and half in Nice and Bastia. For those trying to get home, creative thinking is required.
We're going to try and take the ferry, hire a car, and do Marseille to Bordeaux by car.
Several airlines and France's transport minister have called the situation unacceptable. At the heart of the strike, two unions demanding better working conditions and criticising toxic management and a new clock-in system in control towers, which means less flexible scheduling. That's unacceptable for controllers who seem ready to go the distance to get their way.
If the situation isn't dealt with like how it hasn't been dealt with for the last several years, then this strike is going to continue, and then we're going to end up with a major industrial dispute.
Airlines are keeping passengers informed of continuing cancellations should they be affected.
The largest union, representing 60% of air traffic controllers, has not joined the strike, but the two others who staged it have denounced poor working conditions that include chronic understaffing, toxic management practices, as you heard there, and the introduction of a clock-in system that will monitor whether workers are actually on site. This was actually introduced after two planes almost collided on the tarmac in Bordeaux in 2022, with probes finding that some air traffic controllers had been absent when traffic was low. Airlines have also weighed in. Ryanair says it had been forced to cancel more than 170 flights and disrupt the holiday plans of more than 30,000 people. Its chief executive released a statement saying European families were held ransom by French ATCs and that it was unacceptable that overflights over French airspace were cancelled as a result. Now, it's not the first time Ryanair has had an issue with French air traffic controllers. Just a few days ago, it released this ranking that it's called the League of Delays, and France was top of the leaderboard by far with a record 26,008 delays in 2025, followed by Spain and Germany. Ryanair has been campaigning for EU reform to ensure ATCs are fully staffed and for flights going through French airspace to be protected from domestic industrial action. Now, in other news, the US House of Representatives has passed the president's sweeping budget bill, sending it to Trump to sign into law, even after Democrats attempted to stall the process. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries setting a record for the longest floor speech in modern history, speaking for almost 9 hours in protest against the legislation. The multi-trillion dollar bill will unlock tax cuts and funding boosts for national security while implementing the largest cut to the federal safety net in decades. Simon Moritz has more.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed the once-named Big Beautiful Bill Thursday. And advocates for the USA's most vulnerable are voicing grave concerns over the text's reduction to assistance programs, made to offset its tax cuts. This San Francisco food bank will be particularly affected by the act's slashing of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits.
This gutting of SNAP, this gutting of America's most effective anti-poverty, anti-hunger tool, it's going to mean an increase in need. And it's going to be a tsunami of need. And food banks are not set up.
Citizens and some immigrants with an income below the poverty line of $15,060 benefit from the program that puts food on the table for an estimated 42 million Americans. The New York Times reports that the act will strip the assistance from millions while reducing the amount of benefits received for thousands more. Healthcare advocates are none too happy either. The act's passage means significant cuts to the nation's Medicaid program that provides health coverage to 72 million Americans. Although Republicans embedded a rural hospital fund in the act, the president of an Alaska Hospital Association says it won't be sufficient.
There is no spinning this as if there's a positive thing. Even the rural health fund can't be championed as a great thing because it's an attempt to offset impact that was self-imposed.
Specifically, the nation's rural hospitals, many already at risk of closure, depend heavily on Medicaid benefits, which can cover the cost of patients who can't pay for their care. The proposed reduction will have those hospitals take on the shortfall and would see 12 million people lose their health coverage.
France's antitrust agency is fining fast fashion retailer Shein 40 million euros for deceptive business practices. A nearly year-long investigation showed that the company deceived consumers about the authenticity of discounts they could benefit from. The probe was conducted across thousands of products on Shein's French website between 2022 and 2023 and found that 57% of advertised deals were actually not offering a lower price. Not only that, it found that 11% of advertised discounts were actually price increases. The regulator also says Shein misled customers on its environmental impact. The retailer has accepted the fine and says it was notified of these issues last year and it has implemented the necessary changes. Launched in France in 2015, Shein has seen phenomenal growth in recent years, now accounting for 3% of the French fashion market. Last month, the French Senate approved a law to regulate what it calls ultra-fast fashion. And if implemented, Mark, that law would ban advertising for platforms like Shein.
Cammie, thank you very much indeed. Cammie back with more business, of course, in just about an hour's time. Great to see you. Thank you very much indeed. We take a short break after that. The news continues. Prime News Paris, stay with us.